Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi announces a new capacity building program for Mongolia's border security forces. India to grant free e-visas to Mongolian citizens. Both sides ink 10 MOUs. NDA and Grand Alliance, constituent parties announce names of candidates as poll battle heats up for Bihar assembly elections. Around 12 to 13 Pakistani military aircraft downed while over 100 terrorists neutralized during Operation Sindoor, says Deputy Chief of Army Staff, Lieutenant General Rajiv Ghai. Google's largest AI hub outside United States to be set up in India with investment of $15 billion. In Rajasthan, at least 10 people fear dead as private bus catches fire on Jodhpur Highway. And IMF raises India's GDP growth forecast for 2025-26 to 6.6% despite US tariff impact. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced a new capacity-building program for Mongolia's border security forces as part of efforts to deepen cooperation between the two countries. Mr. Modi stated this in a joint press conference with Mongolian President Kurelsukh Ukna after holding bilateral and delegation-level talks in New Delhi today.
हमने आपसी साझेदारी को strategic partnership का रूप दिया था। पिछले एक दशक में इस पार्टनरशिप के हर आयाम में नई गहराई आई है, नया विस्तार आया है। हमारा रक्षा और सुरक्षा सहयोग भी लगातार मजबूत हो रहा है। ट्रेनिंग कार्यक्रमों से लेकर दूतावास में डिफेंस अटैशे की नियुक्ति तक हमने कई नई पहल की हैं। मंगोलिया के सीमा सुरक्षा बलों के लिए भारत नए कैपेसिटी बिल्डिंग प्रोग्राम भी प्रारंभ करेगा।
Prime Minister Modi said India has decided to provide free e-visas to Mongolian citizens.
भारत ने मंगोलिया को हमेशा एक पड़ोसी के रूप में देखा है और इसी नाते हम पीपल टू पीपल टाइज को बढ़ावा देते रहेंगे। हमने निर्णय लिया है कि मंगोलिया के नागरिकों को निशुल्क ई-वीजा दिया जाएगा। साथ ही भारत हर साल मंगोलिया से युवा कल्चरल एम्बेसडर्स की भारत यात्रा भी स्पॉन्सर करेगा।
मिस्टर मोदी सेड द ऑयल रिफाइनरी प्रोजेक्ट बीन बिल्ड विद इंडियाज 1.7 बिलियन यूएस डॉलर लाइन ऑफ क्रेडिट विल प्रोवाइड अ न्यू बूस्ट टू मंगोलियाज एनर्जी सिक्योरिटी। Speaking on the occasion, the Mongolian president expressed appreciation for India's support and reaffirmed Mongolia's commitment to strengthening bilateral cooperation across diverse sectors. Later, briefing media this evening, Secretary East in the Ministry of External Affairs, P. Kumaran, said following the talks between the two leaders, India and Mongolia inked 10 MOUs for cooperation in various fields.
10 MOUs were signed. They were in the area of cultural exchange, immigration cooperation, promotion of cooperatives, humanitarian aid, geology and mineral resources, quick impact projects, yoga, and also renovation of the Bogud Khan Palace. President Forelsuk also visited Parliament House, where he toured the building, along with the Honorable Speaker of Lok Sabha, Sri Om Birla. Their interaction highlighted the close democratic and parliamentary connect between India and Mongolia.
President of Mongolia arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a four-day visit to India. The political activities for the Bihar Assembly elections are picking up speed with both the National Democratic Alliance, NDA, and the Grand Alliance gearing up for the contest. Among NDA's constituent parties, BJP has released first list of 71 candidates for Bihar Assembly polls. Out of them, 50 sitting MLAs have been given another chance. Our correspondent reports that in this election, the party has prioritized several new and young faces, replacing some senior leaders.
Deputy Chief Minister Samraj Chaudhary will contest from Tarapur constituency in Munger district, while the second Deputy Chief Minister Vijay Kumar Sinha will contest from Lakhisarai. Cabinet ministers in the state government, Dr. Prem Kumar, Surendra Mehta, Nitish Misra, Renu Devi, have all been renominated. Health Minister Mangal Pandey will contest from Siwan constituency. Meanwhile, former Union Minister and senior BJP leader Ram Kripal Yadav will contest from the Danapur Assembly constituency in Patna district. However, Assembly Speaker Nandkishor Yadav, former ministers Amarendra Pratap Singh and Ramprit Paswan have not been given tickets this time. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
In a related development, folk and devotional singer Maithili Thakur joined BJP in Patna in the presence of State Party Chief Dilip Jaiswal. Meanwhile, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will kickstart his campaign for the Bihar Assembly elections with an interactive session with party's booth-level workers tomorrow. Another NDA ally, Hindustani Awam Morcha Secular, also released a list of 6 candidates for the State Assembly polls. On the other hand, in the opposition Grand Alliance, no progress has been made on seat sharing between the Rashtriya Janata Dal and the Congress, resulting in the lack of a final agreement. Meanwhile, CPI-ML Liberation, a constituent of the Grand Alliance, has released a list of 18 candidates for the State Assembly elections. The 243-member Bihar Assembly will go to polls in 2 phases on 6th and 11th of next month. The counting of votes will take place on the 14th of November. The Conclave of Chiefs of United Nations Troop Contributing Countries, UNTCC, began in New Delhi today. The Indian Army is hosting the 3-day high-level forum to deliberate on operational challenges and evolving threats, share best practices, and build shared understanding on future peacekeeping. Speaking on the occasion, Deputy Chief of Army Staff Strategy, Lieutenant General Rajiv Ghai, said around 12 to 13 Pakistani military aircraft were downed by Indian Air Force and over 100 terrorists were neutralized by the armed forces during the Operation Sindoor.
88 hours is what it took for the enemy to come and ask for a cessation of hostilities. We achieved our politico-military aims. We hit 9 targets across the breadth of Pakistan. This is, of course, a maturing of India's doctrine beyond the binaries of peace and war. This was a fusion of military precision, diplomatic agility, informational superiority, and economic leverage. As far as our military actions were concerned, they were targeted, controlled, non-escalatory, and we openly acknowledged them to maintain our credibility.
Early in the day, addressing the conclave, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said India is advocating for the reformation of outdated international structures as some nations are openly violating international rules while some want to dominate. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Google has announced a massive investment of $15 billion over the next 5 years to establish its largest artificial intelligence AI hub at Visakhapatnam in Andhra Pradesh. This is the company's largest AI hub center outside the United States. The announcement was made during the Bharat AI Shakti event held in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwani Vaishnav today said the AI hub will contribute to the India AI mission in many ways.
This AI hub will be a very important contribution to the AI mission goals in 3 different ways. First, skilling. We all know that AI is fundamentally changing the way the world moves today. Under such circumstances, there is a serious concern among a lot of IT professionals of what their jobs will be, where they would, how their lives will be impacted. So it's very important for all of us, especially the industry, to reskill and upskill our IT professionals in a major way. I would request Google to help the IT industry in that.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed happiness over the launch of Google AI Hub in Visakhapatnam. Replying to a social media post of Google CEO Sundar Pichai, Mr. Modi said the initiative will ensure delivering cutting-edge tools to our citizens, boosting digital economy, and securing nation's place as a global technology leader. We have more from a correspondent.
The new AI hub will bring together advanced AI infrastructure, data center capacity, large-scale renewable energy sources, and an expanded fiber optic network all at one place. The investment of around $15 billion over 5 years marks Google's largest investment in India so far. It aligns with government's Viksit Bharat vision, which seeks to accelerate the expansion of AI-driven services. The Google AI Hub in Visakhapatnam will include a purpose-built data center campus, adding gigawatt-scale compute capacity to help meet demand for digital services across India and around the world. The AI Hub will also deliver the high-performance and low-latency services that businesses and organizations need to build and scale their own AI-powered solutions. It will ultimately help India secure its place as a global leader in the AI-driven future. With Bhanu Pratap Singh, this is Anand Kumar for Akashvani News, Delhi.
In Rajasthan, at least 10 people appeared dead and over 14 others sustained critical burn injuries when a private bus caught fire near the Thayyat area on the Jodhpur Highway this evening. The injured were rushed to Jodhpur Medical College. The incident occurred about 20 kilometers from Jaisalmer. The district administration initiated immediate relief and rescue operations. Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma expressed grief over the incident. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has said India's GDP will grow faster than estimated earlier despite the impact of US tariffs on Indian economy. In its World Economic Outlook report released today, the IMF showed India's GDP growth rate for 2025-26 at 6.6% versus 6.4% earlier. But the IMF has lowered its estimates by 20 basis points to 6.2% for 2026-27. The upward revision was on carryover from a strong first quarter, more than offsetting the increase in the US effective tariff rate on imports from India since July. India will resume international postal services to the United States from tomorrow. In a release, the Ministry of Communication said that India Post has now established a compliant mechanism for delivery duty paid processing after extensive system development and coordination with the US Customs and Border Protection. Postal services to the US were earlier suspended following an executive order issued by the US administration. The suspension was necessitated by new regulatory requirements introduced by the US Customs for the collection and remittance of import duties. The GST Bachat Utsav announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and launched on the 22nd of last month is benefiting all sections of society. Today, a correspondent brings a report on the GST reforms that will boost the economy of Gujarat.
In Gujarat, GST 2.0 is providing a significant boost to artisans, farmers and industrial sectors. Under the new GST structure, Gujarat's iconic tie-dye textile bandhani, priced up to 2,500 rupees, is now part of the 5% tax slab. This reduction in GST has made saris and dupattas more affordable for consumers. Similarly, the state's chemical industry has also benefited significantly from the reduction of GST on key inputs like sulfuric acid and ammonia. The observed tax rates now attract 5% GST instead of the previously taxed 18%. This substantial tax cut has lowered manufacturing costs for fertilizers, dyes and pharmaceuticals. With Rohan Saklayan Akhtar, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In Bangladesh, at least 16 people were killed and several others injured after a fire broke out at a chemical godown and a garment factory in the Mirpur area of the capital Dhaka today. Lieutenant Colonel Tajul Islam Chaudhary, director of the fire service and civil defense, said the bodies have been sent to Dhaka Medical College Hospital for identification. On to sports. In the Sultan of Johor Cup, the hockey match between India and Pakistan ended in a 3-3 draw in Malaysia this evening. India registered a 3-2 win over Britain and a 4-2 conquest against New Zealand in the previous matches. In cricket, India defeated the West Indies by 7 wickets in the final test of the two-match series in Delhi today. With this victory, the hosts have registered a clean sweep over the West Indies 2-0. The Indian batters pulled off an easy chase of 121 runs in the first session of the final day today. In some more news, in view of the deteriorating air quality in the national capital, the Commission for Air Quality Management subcommittee has invoked Graded Response Action Plan GRAP Stage 1 across the entire Delhi NCR with immediate effect. This decision has been taken to prevent further deterioration of air quality. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi announces a new capacity-building program for Mongolia's border security forces. India to grant free e-visas to Mongolian citizens. Both sides ink 10 MOUs. NDA and Grand Alliance constituent parties announce names of candidates as poll battle heats up for Bihar Assembly elections. Around 12 to 13 Pakistani military aircraft downed while over 100 terrorists neutralized during Operation Sindoor, says Deputy Chief of Army Staff Lieutenant General Rajiv Ghai. Google's largest AI hub outside the United States to be set up in India with investment of $15 billion. In Rajasthan, at least 10 people feared dead as private bus catches fire on Jodhpur Highway. and IMF raises India's GDP growth forecast for 2025-26 to 6.6% despite US tariff impact. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.